This Premier League preview is taken from The Punt. Listen to the whole podcast at audioboom.com.
QPR just with 26 points, joint bottom at the moment with Burnley. And they will have an eye on this match, Lee, as a realistic opportunity to collect 3 points. And boy, do they need them at the moment.
Yeah, they do, don't they? It's hard to see where the goals are going to come from in this game, though, to be fair. And West Ham have scored 4 away goals since the turn of the year, and QPR have scored 4 home goals since the turn of the year. So, you know, it could be a pretty low score of this one. If I was carrying on with my theory that, you know, with relegation threatened clubs, they'll go for it, I'm just not sure that QPR have got that much about them to really go for it. West Ham are... If they literally all walked out in flip-flops, you would not be surprised, would you? You know, with I Hate Sam T-shirts on. Because it just looks like they've literally, like, down tools.
I know. You know what? One of their players asked about Ombre Soleil the other day. And Alibi said, I've already put in a bid for him. That's how clueless he is.
I think QPR will win, but 5-4.
It's short,
jeez.
Isn't it? West Ham are still missing Andy Carroll, Diafa Sakho, and James Tompkins. I've mentioned Tompkins numerous times on the podcast, but he has been their driving force for the first half of the season in particular.
Yeah,
he was great. I think
everything worked together, didn't it? You know, obviously, Downing was good. You know, the strikers were fresh. Everyone's got injuries now, it seems. You know, Sacco's playing through injury, and Valencia's, you know, being brought back in before he should be, and all the rest of it. So, you know, they're just gone. You know, it's just, you know, they've done what they need to do this season, I guess. QPR, 7-5. They were 5-4 a second ago. 7-5 they are to win. I'm going to go for... I'll go Charlie Austin to score and QPR to win at 3-1. You should never chase the value, really, should you? But I'm chasing a bit there. I think if they do win, I think it'll be a fairly low scorer, and I think he's the man who could get it. So I'll go for the headline offer.
Lee is going for the value. Looking to bump up the price by going Austin to score in a QPR win. But I do that sometimes when the team is odds on, and the odds against the QPR, and I really can't see them not winning. You know, God knows how West Ham are where they are in the league table, because their form is as bad as Newcastle, and it has been for even longer than Newcastle's. QPR will win this, and I actually think 5-4 or 7-5 as it is now is a very good price.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.